Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner.
I am your host, Barrister Josephine. How una dey? My people, what has been happening? It is very, very sad and pathetic. The rate of the hardship we are experiencing in Nigeria now. Yesterday, IPMAN came up, independent petrol marketers came up with a press release saying that they suspended their suspension of sale of petroleum products across their filling stations in Nigeria. They said that because they've met and then they've been reasoned with. And the reason why they suspended the sale of product was because they were making losses. These are people that were selling petrol at 300 naira, 400 naira, 600 naira per liter. And yet they are saying that they are making losses. It is very pathetic. People spend hours on the long queue and the frustration, people cannot move. No. An election is just a few days away. This is just terrible. This problem started in December last year. And I was hoping by now, before the Christmas, it would have been resolved. Unfortunately, we are past January, we are in February. Problem is still continuing. Transport cost has risen astronomically. And to make it worse, there is scarcity of Naira. Because of the policy of the federal government to change the new Naira notes, all well and good. And then the extension from 31st of January was pushed to February 10th because of the scarcity. In fact, I bought 5,000 Naira from a POS operator with 1,200 Naira charges. Banks have locked their branches. And some of their ATMs dispense maybe sometimes 2,000 naira per day after long hours of queuing. And in some cases, some ATMs only dispense to customers of the particular branch. Okay. We also have situation where I visited my bank yesterday to make a transaction, and it took me over 2 hours. While queuing under the hot sun to gain access to the almost empty banking hall, while a multitude were being denied access. They've turned bank workers now to people who are begging the masters, the bankers, who are now treating their customers like their slaves, like they don't even have any respect for them. A man had to be brought in to the banking premises yesterday with an ambulance before he could obtain funds for his medical care. Because the banker said, unless they bring the sick person, they will not release the funds that he needs. Frankly, after I was done yesterday, the armed security personnel locked all, every one of us who were managed to get into the banking hall into the, in the premises, because there was a crowd of people outside threatening to tear down the bank fence. And yesterday I saw the Nigerian police showing a show of force in Lagos because they saw there was an incident with the bank previously. You know, they were afraid the riot to break out. Meanwhile, it was a very scary situation. Some people were saying, let us shoot us, we don't care, shoot us. At the end of the day, after so much praying and cajoling, they let us out of the bank, you know. Well, the government is saying that they have given enough funds to the banks to distribute, while the banks are saying they do not have money. Who then is lying? This policy may have started as a means to stop vote buying, but it has been hijacked by greedy, selfish interests, and the population is under enormous pressure. Riots are already breaking out across the country. People have already fallen casualties. Some people have died from these trigger-happy security forces who says they are quelling riots too. Our leaders have refused to address the nation. Rather, they are focusing on elections. Even though we saw that the House of Representatives was making an effort, but the effort was more or less like, how do we protect our interests? They are not even seeing it from the perspective of massive millions of Nigerians, most of whom are unbanked, going through a lot. And even in the northern part of the country, have actually abandoned the Naira altogether. They are spending safer. Where are we going in this country? Governments Wake up, oh. Wake up and focus on what you need to focus. Focus on your focus. Focus on your focus, oh. Wrong bones. Narrow fiddles. Solve fiddly, no. Focus on your focus. Solve this problem as soon as possible. Until I come again with another interesting topic, I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine, and I say bye.